Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Browns, Steelers, tonight. Are people coaching for their jobs? God, what a sentence.
I want to know if there's a
Super
Bowl Super Browns.
Yeah!
Get ready, Muni Lot.
That's
let's go.
A palate cleanser.
Let's go. Jump the curb. Let's go. Get in that Muni Lot. We got football. We got Browns. We got Steelers. Thursday night. Come on. Herb Street's dog is still alive.
Judas Priest. What's your problem?
How many dogs does he bring to the games?
The dog.
Oh, he did die.
Yeah, the dog definitely died.
He didn't get a replacement?
He cried on TV.
Shut up. That's a dog, man. Jeez.
Don't you get the next one?
Hey. This ain't no joke. Shut up. That's a dog.
I thought he got the next one. I'm sorry. I was misinformed.
Oh, okay. Before we bring on Mary Kay.
I can't.
Anything else?
Yeah, man. Jeez. Mary Kay Cabot joins us now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
He's going to the dog pound.
All right. Mary Kay, hello.
Hello. Don't sound so happy to see me.
I'm not upset with you. I'm appalled right now at a lot of things. It's not with you. Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Are people coaching for their jobs tonight?
You know, I don't think so. I've heard all the chatter. I really don't think that that's in the cards. Now, I've been around plenty of Pittsburgh Steelers games where the coach got fired afterwards. I don't think that this is going to be one of those times. I really don't see it. I think that Jimmy's going to exercise patience and evaluate this whole thing and, you know, take his time and take a really good look at it after the season.
Hi, Mary Kay. I want to correct something just on record. Kirk Herbstreit tweeted 3 minutes ago, looking at my notes, preparing for NFL on Prime matchup tonight here in chilly Cleveland between the Browns and the Steelers. And Peter is ready to roll this weekend. And there's a puppy, Peter. Let's go, Kirk.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yes.
Is that enough? I'm going to keep that thought to myself. Ask Mary Kay a football question for crying out loud.
Out with the old and in with the new. All right, we were talking about how right now, Mary Kay, there is a little bit of apathy going on right now. It is a Steelers game, and obviously we're thinking mostly big picture stuff about jobs. At the start of the show, I said, all right, coordinators could be on the line after this short week that we had. Now you have an extra week. If they wanted to do something with special teams, with offensive coordinator. But other people are saying, what are you talking about? It's a Steelers game. Coach, the coach is on the line for something like this. What do you realistically see happening?
I really do believe that they will maintain the status quo and just get through the rest of this season. I don't think it's going to serve anybody to shake anything up after this game. They've got a lot of games coming up in short order. They've got an appearance on Hard Knocks where they're going to be all over.
Well, that would make some dramatic television now, wouldn't it?
It sure would. I find it incredibly sad. Let me just say that. I find it so sad that the Cleveland Browns are heading into this game at 2-8 tonight, and the Steelers are 8-2, and it's not the game any of us expected it to be. I can't believe that fans have to go through what they're going through right now. Everywhere I go on the road, I'm on a plane full of Browns fans that have spent all their good, hard-earned money to go on these trips. They're all decked out in their orange and brown, and they're sad, and they're upset, and they want answers. They want change. They want victories. And it's really sad that this is happening right now to this football team. And I don't know what the answers are going to be coming from the Browns. We are not hearing anything, of course, from Jimmy Haslam. When I do see Jimmy Haslam outside at practice and around the building, he doesn't look happy right now. But why would he look happy right now? I don't know if that means he's ready to blow everything up or he's not. But the word that I keep getting from anybody that I ask is that that's not going to be the case right now. That's not what the order of the day is going to be.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So will Jed Wills ever play for the Cleveland Browns again?
He could. I mean, he might have to play for the Cleveland Browns again this season. My goodness, with DeJuan Jones out, it's been really just a star-crossed left tackle position the whole entire season when you think about it. But he might have to be pressed into service at some point this year. It's hard to say. You can never say never, but it certainly has been a turbulent time for Jed Wills. It's not looking good for him to be back after this season, but with the way things are going, you can't honestly say that there's no way he'll set foot in a game the rest of this year.
All right, Mary Kay, the good of what we saw last week, certainly Jameis Winston and Jerry Jeudy, you saw a breakout play in that game last week. Could that be the sign of things to come and maybe one positive takeaway from this season if Jeudy continues on like this?
Well, yes, absolutely. And I think that's one of the good things about the fact that Jameis has been in there slinging it around is that some of those guys have been able to develop a little bit of confidence and get some statistics. The receiver room was really struggling for a while there. We had Jeudy whipping his helmet into a bench. We had Elijah Moore getting benched. We had all different kinds of things going on because it's stressful when those guys are out there working so hard and nobody can get the ball and things just aren't going anyone's way. So I think it's been good that these guys have been able to let the dogs eat a little bit out there. So that's been good. But let's remember that before people get too over the top about these Jameis performances, one of them came against the 32nd ranked pass defense. Another one last week came against the 29th ranked pass defense. So it's not like the Browns have solved their quarterback problems and have found their quarterback of the future. You know, he's done a really, really nice job against some challenged pass defenses, and that is exactly what you would expect him to do. Now, tonight, things are going to be a lot tougher. He's not going to have as much time to throw. He's got a left tackle issue tonight with them being down to their third or fourth option there at left tackle. They're going to have T.J. Watt screaming off the edge. They're going to have Cam Hayward getting his hands up in Jameis's face. They're going to have Minka Fitzpatrick roaming the middle of the field. So this is going to be a tougher challenge. So let's just see how it all goes.
Yeah, speaking of the Steelers, Minka, and obviously we remember what happened last year with Nick Chubb. Is this going to be a moment of triumph for Chubb to be back out there and a little bit ceremonial because it is against this Steelers team where it all went south last year?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. And everyone downplayed it. Nick downplayed it. Everyone said that this won't be an emotional game for him and that that's not even going to come into anyone's minds. But I don't believe that at all. When we all watched him go down in that football game, I think the thought that flashed across the minds of every single person looking at that was, let's hope that he can get back and play football again. And here he is doing that. It's so hard to believe that he's able to do something that I don't know that any running back or skill player has ever done before, come back from these two absolutely major knee reconstructions and get out there and play good football. And each week he's getting better, he's getting stronger, and it really almost is near miraculous.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the show. DTR, do we see DTR in Denver if they lose tonight?
It's possible, but I've been writing and saying I do think that there's something to be said for Jameis Winston holding it together with his experience, his wisdom, and all the things that he can do in this turbulent 2-8 horrible season. Sometimes you need that leadership. You need that pregame speech. You need that fiery Jameis out there when people are hanging their heads in some cases. So I don't know that I would go to DTR just yet. There are going to be plenty of games where DTR can play, and they're starting to give him some things to do a little bit here and there, which I think is good. So I don't know. I mean, Denver's playing some really, really good defense, and it's a road game. There's going to be noise. So I don't know that I would necessarily do that at that point.
Do you think that that players, his teammates, would ever get tired of Jameis Winston and his pregame speeches? Lyman and I had a knockdown dragout about that earlier this week. I say no. Tone said yes. What do you think the team might feel, Mary Kay?
You know, I am going to say no on that because we just came back.
I'm right again. Thank you.
We just came back from New Orleans where I watched almost every single Saints player to a man embrace Jameis Winston before that game. They absolutely loved him there. They never tired of it. They spent four seasons with him, and it only grew over the years. So I don't think so. I think it's what this team needs right now. There are not all that many great, great leaders in the NFL. Jameis is one of them.
All right, Myles Garrett was dealing with the hip. He says he's going to be good to go. One of the things that we've been monitoring as a show, when we have the culture conversations and whether or not things could go off the rails, we're monitoring Myles because he's the guy that we know is going to be in the fold next year and hopefully the year after that and the year after that. How do you feel like he is taking this season from hell?
Well, it's hard on him. It's absolutely hard on him. If you look back to the beginning of the season, you saw that he posted a hype video that was all about the Super Bowl. And even when I talked to him, when he won NFL Defensive Player of the Year in Las Vegas at the NFL Honor Show, and I asked him afterwards one-on-one about that award, he said all he cares about really is a Super Bowl, and that is what he was coming back to do this season. I know where the bar was set for Myles. They have come so short of that bar that he set, and I know it's very, very difficult on him. But the good thing about Myles is that he really is setting the tone. If you go back and see some of the things that he said just on Tuesday of this week and after the game, it's all about legacy and playing for something bigger than yourself and setting the tone and putting the best version of yourself out there, and they need that leadership on that side of the ball.
They're usually good on Thursday Night Football. Why have they historically been good on Thursday Night Football, the Browns?
You know, it's a good question. Sometimes they just rise to the occasion when the lights come on. And I saw a stat last night that sort of surprised me when I was reading up a little bit more on the game, and that was that Mike Tomlin is 1-7 on the road on Thursday Night Football. I thought that was shocking. So who knows what can happen tonight? Anything can happen tonight. When the Browns and the Steelers get together, anything can happen. Records get thrown out the window. Performances get thrown out the window, and they go out and play some smash-mouth football, and that's what I expect.
Helmets get thrown. You are right about that. Anything can happen there, Mary Kay. It's true.
That's right. Anything can happen. And as you guys probably know, this is Jameis Winston's first ever time playing against the Pittsburgh Steelers, which
that's insane.
I was really, really surprised about that. So it's going to be his first chance to get a taste of some terrible towels. Let's hope there aren't too many. And T.J. Watt screaming off the edge and Cam Hayward getting that hand up in his face and all the different crazy things that happen during this rivalry. So I think it's going to live up to the hype.
Mary Kay, I'll admit, I don't like T.J. Watt. Two reasons. One, I do think he pouted during the award ceremony over this last season. Two, I think it bothers Steelers fans when I say that, and I like to bother Steelers fans. Thoughts?
Well, I'm curious to know what you guys thought. I asked Myles about that during his Tuesday press conference, and I was quite surprised when he came out and said that, yes, he was dismayed that T.J. Watt sort of disrespected his NFL Defensive Player of the Year award and that he did not do that to T.J. And then
I thought it lacked class. I really did. I thought it lacked some class.
Yeah, I followed up and I asked Myles, have you heard from him after that? And does this change anything? And he said, no, I never heard from him. And he would like an apology tonight. So I think he may have just added a little bit of spice, added a little bit of juice to this game tonight. I'm very anxious to see how TJ responds to that. He did respond verbally, but I wonder, will they shake hands? Will he apologize? It's a storyline.
And I remember, if I'm not mistaken, Cam Hayward won Walter Payton Man of the Year. Like, you didn't have to be there for the award, but you should have been there. I mean, Mike Tomlin was there for the player collecting Walter Payton Man of the Year. It's a prestigious honor. Not be there for his own teammate. It just rubbed me the wrong way.
Well, in that moment, on that night, in that moment, that is Myles' chance to shine. Don't steal that away from him. You had your time. This was his. Don't let the sour grapes out like that. Just take it, just take it and move forward. So I agree with Myles on that. And I do think that it would go a long way towards sportsmanship if he would apologize for that tonight.
Anything else, Tom?
No. T.J. Watt, 17 career sacks in 12 games against the Browns. He has dominated.
Yeah, he's shown up. He has shown up. Mary Kay, we thank you very much for the time. I'll see you later tonight.
Thank you, guys.
Mary Kay Cabin from the Cleveland Plain Dealer on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. This show has not talked very much about that. The Miles wasn't too thrilled about the whole deal.
I didn't even, honestly, I didn't know about it. I didn't know that that was a simmering storyline behind the scene. And obviously, Mary Kay asking that question ended up provoking what could be a nice war of words. This has been a great, in many ways, great rivalry. Two of the best defensive players in the league since both of them. They come in at the same year. And there's been this mano a mano, and all right, you won the defensive player of the year. Now I won the defensive player of the year. Both these guys are surefire Hall of Famers.
Yes.
They play so close to each other. Their games are completely different. If you really think about how they rush the passer, their games are very, very different, but at the same time, both dominant in their own ways. So it's always been fun to kind of compare these guys together.
One faces the best of the best over the left side, and the other one is a right tackle merchant. 216-474-0092. Coming up next, Carlos Dansby said it. You can't get fat off your own essence, especially in front of our fans. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima on The Fan.
Anthony Lima for Junction Auto, 44 and Mayfield Road. In fact, it looks like we are having our